Not really.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah.
Yeah.
This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Saturday, February the 18th. Man, the month is halfway through. Saturday, February the 18th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got another important topic for you. We want to wrap this series up entitled Selective Cleronomic Integration and Holistic Cleronomic Integration. Today, we want to talk about the entire enchilada. How to have holistic thinking, or whole brain, or whole soul, or cellular thinking. So I am makeshifting the show today, so you may hear a little background noise. Audio may not be as clear, or may be clear. I'm up in Big D. Tonight is my daughter's fashion launch. She's launching or introducing her fashion line called Lola Ray at a fashion show here in Dallas, Texas. So I'm kind of makeshifting. So I do appreciate your patience and understanding. And I'm here supporting my children. I'm really, really. She has her own fashion company and her own bakery entitled LBD Bakery. That's my middle daughter, Sheree. My oldest daughter, Sade, has DDA, which is her own dance studio. And so I'm very proud of my children. They are practicing what I've taught them, and they are oscillating and vibrating clarinomically. The music that you heard was my son, B. Jola, and he's doing the music thing, and so he's doing his thing. And so my children, my middle son, my youngest son, again, is a freshman at the University of Texas up in Austin, and going through the engineering program. And then I have my youngest daughter, who's a junior in high school. So my children, I'm very, very proud of my children, as any parent would be. And they are practicing what we're talking about today. And they are living examples of how clarinomics works. So if you apply what I am telling you today, which is if you can take your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, and if you can get them all to work together to integrate your mind and your will so that way they work together in unity, right now, one aspect of your soul is leading the charge. Because, like, when I go to the gym, I love to work chest because that's my favorite body part. That's my strongest body part. I can outlift pretty much anybody in the gym in my chest routine. But I don't really like to do arms that much. My biceps is my weakest muscle. And so while everybody else is over there curling, you know, 245-pound plates, I got two little 25s and maybe a 5 on there. So when it comes to curling and working on my biceps, I don't look as impressive as I do when I'm over there bench pressing and I got, you know, I'm bench pressing, you know, 450, 500 pounds, or if I'm doing my squats. So you won't see me really promoting my arm strength as much as I do my chest or my leg strength, because that's my best body part. That's my strongest attribute. You will see me promoting willpower, and you will see me promoting my creativity through the avenue of my imagination, because that's my best soul part. But you won't see me oscillating and vibrating in my mind or in my intellect as much as you will see me oscillating and vibrating in my will and my imagination. But what if I can take my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect, and I have them all work together in what is called holistic clarinomics. So holistic clarinomics is big picture clarinomics. It's a big picture mentality. It allows you to recognize the interconnectedness between all of the elements of the soul. Meaning, this is the way that they should work. Because the soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. They are ranked in order of their significance and their importance and their power. The mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. I talk a lot about the imagination because that's the part that I use and has been the most effective, because I'm a picture guy. I'm a pixel guy. I'm an image guy. That's why I went into photography. I love pictures. If you can give me a picture, if I can just get a picture in my brain, I can manifest it in my life. That's why I love imagination. But I got to put the picture where? In my mind. So what if you don't have a mind? If you don't have a mind, none of the other attributes of the soul will work. And so it is the mind that needs the will to control the emotion, to manifest the picture in order for you to create an intellectual plan. So these are the five elements of the soul that work holistically or congruently. They are all interconnected. Let me say that again. All five pieces of the soul are interconnected. connected. And if we don't understand this connectivity and how it oscillates and vibrates, then it leads you to live a life that's very successful, but you won't be as successful as you could be. So your mind is like the soil. So we have a mind, it's like a garden. So I go out to my garden and it is overgrown with weeds. The garden or the soil has not been tilled. It has not been watered. There's weeds, there's rocks. The soil has been unkept. So your mind is the soil. And now the first thing that a farmer does to the soil, he has to prepare the soil before he can plant a seed. If you do not use your mind, will, emotion, how in the world can you use your imagination to activate the intellect? So that way, again, remember we talked about the intellect, it's the intelligent formalizing or coming together of a worthwhile goal or plan. And so your mind is the soil. Your willpower is the thing that you use to tend the soil. So your mind needs your will, because the will is like a shovel. The will is the tools that the farmer uses to till the soil. So you need your willpower in order to till the soil. And then we have the emotions. The emotions are all of the insecticides. All of the, some people it's not borax, I forgot what it's called. It's white. What was it, Father? It'll come to me. Anyway, when I was a kid, I would watch my great-grandfather go out there. He would till the soil, and then he would put this white stuff in the soil. And that was like fertilizer. He would put this fertilizer in the soil to help the soil when he put in his imagination, which was his seeds. And then once he put the seeds in imagination, then he would water the soil or the seeds. He would add water. Then he made sure that what he planted had plenty of sunlight. And after he did all of that, a crazy thing happened. After he tilled, after he found the soil, first of all, he had to find some soil. Once he found the soil, he tilled it. He prepared the soil. And then something crazy happened. After he prepared the soil, he fertilized the soil. He put something in the soil that would assist the seed. And then after he put the seed in the soil, he nurtured the seed, he watered the seed, he came by and he made sure that the seed was protected so that the seed could do one thing, grow. Brothers and sisters, holistic cladonomics allows you to do one thing, grow. If you could and understand how to integrate your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, you will grow a great, great crop that can be harvested and could feed you, your family, and you have leftovers. Do you know sowing and reaping, when you sow, you don't get back what you sow, you get back more. I mean, this blows my mind. Now, I can take one apple seed, and I put that apple seed in the soil. I till that soil. I fertilize that soil. I put the seed in that soil. I water that soil. And that seed grows. And from that one seed, I get a tree. Now, how many apples do I get from that seed off of that tree? Heavenly Father, in the name that is above all name, in the entire word, Father, you said that the entire word of God is your name. So every letter, every sigil, every symbol, every intent that's placed inside the entire word, I come in that power of the entire word, not one name, but every name that was ever mentioned and that was ever named. And I pray that your people would understand the power of exponential growth. That I can put one thought in my brain and I can produce millions of dollars from one idea, one. That I can put one watermelon seed in the ground. With one more watermelon seed, I can get a vine that will produce 20 watermelons from one seed. I can put one orange seed in the ground, and I can get an orange tree that will give me hundreds of oranges every year. I can put one seed, Father, touch the minds of the people so that they understand what the soul is. The soul is the mechanism for growth. If you can put one ideal in your soul, if you can put one ideal in your mind, and if you can use your will and your emotion and your imagination and your intellect, that one ideal will cause you to grow exponentiality. That means that it's not 10 times 10. It's not 100 times. It's exponential growth. It's an exponential curve. It's exponential, brothers and sisters. That means that it has no limit. That means that you can plant one thing and you get a plethora of things. Now, unfortunately, here's the bad news. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately, my brothers and my sisters, this works both ways. This exponential growth works both ways. If you sow fear, one seed, you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. Not one. How many negative thoughts have you had? How many negative emotions have you exhibited? What have you done? Your emotions are the fertilizer. So you're fertilizing the soil with your emotions. Your willpower is the tool by which you mix your emotions into your mind, and your imagination is the seed. So you are imagining that the job wants to fire you. You are imagining in your head, you're conjuring up all of these demons and dispositions, and so you think. And these thinks or these thoughts or these mental images, these pixels in your brain is producing a plan to bring you down instead of a plan to bring you up. So because your mind is so vivid, because you can imagine the worst case scenario, because you see the glass half full, because you got a spirit of expectancy, but you are expecting the program not to work instead of expecting the program to work, you're going to get exponential failure. You're going to get failure on a massive scale. Everything that you touch will turn to ruin. All because that's what you planted. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the most dangerous things, one of the most dangerous messages. Clarinomics is the household management or mismanagement of the soul. Clarinomics is the household management or mismanagement of the soul. The soul, my brothers and sisters, is the thing that either promotes growth or death. That's why every entity in the known universe is trying to possess your soul, excuse me, because that is the vehicle for growth or for decay. Right now, your soul is under attack. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, your soul is possessed. The only question is by who or whom. That's it. Most people, like in the movie Split, you have multiple possessors. You got multiple strong men in your house right now as we speak. Multiple. You got a plethora, more than one. You gotta take back possession of your soul. Now, let me be crystal clear. How do you take back possession of your soul? So this is what I did. I can only talk from experience. I don't teach theory. I only teach theorem. This is what I did. This is what I do. Every day, all day, 24/7, 365. This is what I do. I put mental pictures in my head, and I put reasons in my head. I put solutions in my head. I put what I call stick-to-itiveness in my head. I put bulldog tenacity in my head. I have an attitude of I don't give a, and I have the I wish a Negro would mentality. I look for conflict. I don't run from it. I drive around and I hope somebody says something to me. I look for adversity. Let me make sure you understand why. Fear is a magnet, brothers. Dogs chase people who are afraid. You will never see a dog chase somebody that don't run. Never. Demons do the same thing. Now, people have a hard time understanding what that means. I was talking to a client, and I asked this client in their relationship. She could understand why her man left her. She did everything. This client, who's no longer a client, by the way, because she didn't follow my advice. So I am no longer working with people who can't follow instructions. My time is too valuable because I know what I do works. Everybody else got theory. I got theorem. So I told this client exactly what to do. And know how I know it works? I told another client to do the same thing, and this client did it, and guess what? It changed her relationship. This other client, I told her what to do. She didn't do it, and the dude left. And she said, "Brother Will, you gave me bad advice." And I asked her, "What did you do?" "Well, I love him." "Okay, that's great. But what did you do?" "I paid all his bills." "Okay, that's I ain't got a problem with that. Maybe he needs, some assistance." "I let him do whatever he wants." "Okay, I got a problem with that. But okay, keep going. What else you do?" "Well, I let him, come and go as he please." "So what is what does he do in the relationship?" "Well, nothing." "So let me get this right. So you doing everything in the relationship. So why are you doing that?" "Because I thought that if I did everything, he wouldn't leave. So let me make sure I understand what you're telling me. So you have a fear that your husband or your man is going to leave?" "Yes." "So you got to do something to keep him?" "Yes." "That fool's already gone. He ain't even there. He's there for what you're doing. He ain't there for what you're being. So you got to stop doing and just start being. But I need to do something to keep him." "Why?" "Because I'm afraid I'm going to lose him." "So since you are afraid that you're going to lose him, you are going to lose him." "See, but I don't believe that, because I'm doing everything." "You understand? I know women who got men, and they treat their men like dogs. They don't do nothing for their men, and they got a man. So if they got a man, and I'm doing everything, Brother Will, I buy his this, I do this, I do that, I do blankety blank blank blank." Now, again, this is somebody that I no longer counsel. This happened a couple of weeks back, and I was talking to this client, and this client was explaining to me everything, and I told her, take all your energy out. And I told her, don't do nothing. Don't buy him nothing. Don't take him nothing. Don't give him nothing. Let him stand on his own two feet. Because, again, according to the etheric force, according to the new physics that's not out yet, that nobody knows about yet, that I got the book, but I don't know if you guys are ready for it yet. The new physics is different from the old physics because now we're going into the quantum realm. Now we're going into super consciousness realm. So particle physics is different from plasma physics. Particle physics means when you focus on something, it crystallizes or it becomes a particle. Like right now, let's say I want $100. That's a wave state. Why? I got a desire, but I ain't got no plan. That means it's not cleronomics. That means all of my soul has not collapsed into a singularity. That means that my mind says I want $100. I haven't put no willpower into it. I haven't put no emotion into it. I have not put no imagination into it. I have not put my intellect into it. All I got is my mind that says I want $100. So it's still in a wave state. In order for it to become into a particle state, for it to manifest, I gotta have focus, discipline, and order. I gotta have my mind, and then I gotta add some willpower. I gotta get up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm gonna figure this out, and then I'm gonna add some emotion, and my mind, my will is gonna cause my energy or my entity to get up and move. My emotion, and I'm gonna have emotion, and my emotion gonna do something. I'm gonna imagine. My imagination is gonna kick in my intellect, and my intellect is gonna formulate a plan for me to get $100. All I gotta do is put it in my mind. If I can put a thought in my brain that says I want $100, but this client has a thought in her brain that says my man is going to leave. It's subconscious, though. It's not in her conscious brain. Subconsciously, she fears that he's going to leave. So by universal law, you bring about what you fear about. So since you fear your man leaving, he got to leave. I don't give a damn if you do everything for him. If you wipe his butt with gold paper, he's still leaving you. You can chain him up in the bedroom, he's still leaving you. Because it's the law, brother. It's the law, sister. It's just like gravity. You bring about what you think about. So I'm going to ask the question, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? I already know what you're thinking. How do I know what you're thinking? Look at your life. You manifest in your life what you put in your soil. Now, last time I checked, I am not a farmer. So I'm talking theory now. Now, this is just an example because my grandfather, I was raised on a farm when I was a kid. And I ran away. I was trying to get off the farm. I was young, dumb, and stupid. I didn't understand the value of the farm. So I watched my grandfather take a seed, and he used to tell me, if you help me till this soil, you can go and pick a watermelon, and the whole watermelon. So he paid me in watermelons when I was a little kid. So I would love to go out there and help my grandfather because I know I would get some corn. I would get some water. He paid me from the produce, from the fruit of the labor. So I never saw my grandfather plant a seed and it grew something that was different from what he planted. Never, ever, 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 ever. I've never, ever, ever seen a farmer put in a watermelon seed and get a freaking orange tree. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen somebody plant A and get B. Never. So if you've seen it, please call me at 210-290-5927 now. Please. If you have seen somebody put in an orange seed and grew a lemon tree, please call me. Please videotape it. If you've been, please. I'm trying to find it. Because I'm a little concerned because people tell me, Brother Will, I'm planting fear, but I'm going to get faith. I don't know. Again, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I know I'm a little slow. So I need somebody to help me today because I'm talking to people who are telling me, and I'm telling you, brother, this is what you're planting. So you don't plant with your conscious brain. You plant with your subconscious brain. So you can tell me, Brother Will, I'm with you, dog. I'm with you, man. And then you don't do nothing. I know what you're planting. I know what you're thinking. That means you don't believe in my program, or you don't believe. You can say whatever, but the proof is in the pudding. What does that mean? That means, like my client, she is afraid. So are you. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's where you start. You start by admitting, I got a core imprint. That's how I started. I had a core imprint that said that I don't want to be alone. So, therefore, if a female had a pulse, bam, we good. I didn't care what she looked like. I didn't care about the education. I didn't care if she had a job or not. Did she have a pulse? Why? Because I did not want to be alone. That was my core imprint. I had to deal with it. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I had another client, and this client was open, this client was honest, and this client was willing. And this client did exactly what I said, and guess what happened? Got the exact results that I told the client that they were going to get, because it's universal spiritual law. It works universally. Nobody is exempt. Everybody who put a seed in the ground, and that seed is, the soil is prepared, it's fertilized, and it's watered, and it gets sunlight, and it's nurtured, and it's cared for, it's going to grow. Guaranteed. 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 Everybody who climbs up on the building and jumps off, guaranteed, 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 you're going to hit the ground. Guaranteed. I put my life on it. Now, you can say, oh, yeah, I'm put on a parachute, I can get me a propeller, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about any person that's built just like me and you. I'm not talking about no Nephilim. I'm not talking about no non-human entity. I'm not talking about no organic portals. I'm not talking about no djinns and no genies, no sprites, no mojos. I'm talking about regular people like you and I who go on a roof and jump. Without divine intervention, gravity is going to kick in. Now, there are higher laws that can override the law of gravity, and if you are aware of those laws, you can implement them. But if you're not aware of those laws that override universal law, guess what? You're subject to that law. That's why karma doesn't affect me. People tell me all the time, you know, but Brother Will, man, you're going to reap what you sow. Sowing and reaping is a lower law. It doesn't affect me. It only affects other people. See, I don't reap what I sow because I operate on a higher law. Karma doesn't affect me because I operate on a higher law. Now, the law I operate on is the law of spirit. The Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh, the lust of the flesh. The Bible says that if you have the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against these things, there is no law. So if you want to get outside of karma, if you want to get outside of sowing and reaping, if you want to go above the law of mentalism, if you want to go above the law of correspondence, if you want to go above these other, the seven hermeneutic laws, you have to oscillate and vibrate on the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against these things, there is no law. So therefore, I do something bad to you, but my intentions were good. My intent, I was trying to help you, but I go over there, and I'm trying to pick you up, and I have all the intentions to try to help you, and I step on a banana peel, I slip, I fall, and you break your arm, and then you sue me, and you say that I intentionally tried to hurt you, and because my willingness, now they have this thing in Texas called the Good Samaritan Law. So you cannot be sued in Texas if you pull over to render aid to somebody and you administer CPR to them and you do it incorrectly and they die. Why? Your intentions, brother, your intentions, sister, was not to kill the person. You are operating on a higher law, which is what? Love. I see this, if I'm trying to help you, and I go over there and it is not my intent, but unfortunately something negative happened, that wasn't my intention. The universe is controlled by intention. And so if you, I live my life on intention. Now, I was born that way. I didn't go learn it. I didn't go to school. Thankfully, by the grace and mercy of God, I'm a six. I was born built-in intent. Everything I do is because I care. That's why bad things happen to me, because I care too much. So the enemy now got smart. He said, okay, man, I can't get him karma, because everything he does is in good intent. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to use his good intentions against him, because karma doesn't affect me. Otherwise, I'd be dead already. All the shit I've done wrong, oh, man, I'd have been dead or in prison. But guess what? I operate on a higher law. You can operate on that same law. But how? You take your mind. That's the soil. Your brain is the soil. Now, what's in it? Can you tell me what's in your mind right now? What are you thinking right now? What's going on in your mind right now? That is the seed you're planting that you're going to harvest tomorrow. So you got a bad thought in your head. Right now you're afraid. Oh, man, I got my car payment. Oh, man, and how am I going to pay it? And so therefore, since you have not activated your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, you are concerned. You don't have fear now. The new buzzword for fear now is, I'm pondering, brother. I'm concerned. So that's just another word for fear. So you're concerned. Now, concerned, don't get me wrong. That's wrong with being concerned. But that concern should turn into a thought. That thought should go something along these lines. Is that God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness, past tense. So that means that I already have the money for my car. But I can't see it. And the reason that I can't see it is because my consciousness and my perception doesn't allow me to see it, because it's outside of my view. It's outside of my perception. Now, I would like everybody to do this at home. If you're sitting at home, I would like you to look straight ahead. And while looking straight ahead, I'm looking straight ahead. Now, I'm doing my show. And I'm at my daughter's house in Dallas, and family members are there. So I know it's like my daughter, my little grandbaby is running around the house having a great time. So I say, hey, you know what? I take my laptop, I can sit out in my car and do my show. So right now I'm sitting in my vehicle, and I'm doing the show. And so, sitting in my car, if I'm looking straight ahead, there's a vehicle across the parking lot in front of me. But as I'm looking in the vehicle in front of me, to my left and to my right, without moving my eyes, I have peripheral vision. I have peripheral vision, and I can see that there is, I'm looking straight ahead, I'm looking at a little small Honda Elantra. On my left, there's a gray car, and on my right, there is like a rose-colored car. Now, I can see those cars without looking at it out of the peripheral vision, without turning my head or losing my eyes. That's my perception, brother. That's my vision. That's my consciousness. I can see 180 degrees, but I cannot see 360 degrees. How do I see what's behind me, brother? How do I see what's behind me, sister? I got to turn my head. I got to change my vision. I have to change my focus. Right now, I'm focused, and I'm looking ahead at the vehicle that's parked in front of me. I can see the vehicle on my left. I can see the vehicle on my right. If I turn my head to the left, I can look at the vehicle. If I turn my head to the right, I can look at the vehicle. But guess what? I don't have eyes in the back of my head, brother. I wish I did, but I don't. I don't have eyes in the back of my head. So let's say my solution to my problem is behind me. And if I never turn around and look behind me, I will never, ever, ever see my solution to my problem. So right now, you have problems because your perception is limited to 180 degrees and you're not using 360 degrees. You have the ability to turn your head. You have the ability to look to your left and to your right. So the only problem that you have is consciousness. That's why everything I talk about is consciousness. That's why I want you to do quantum. Now, I can go 360 degrees, right? I never looked down, and I never looked up. So I look in front of me. I don't see my I got to make my car payment, man. I need money to make my car payment. So I look in the front, no money. I look to my left, no money. My right, no money. Oh, man, I don't got money to make my car payment. Oh, man, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you speak, you have what you say. Whatever you proclaim, you can declare and decree it. See, this is how I do it. I don't know about you guys. This is how I do it. I have everything that I need. I am wealthy. I'm not trying to get wealthy. And so when the devil tells me you ain't wealthy, I say, you a lie. And guess what I do? I look to my left. I look to my right. I turn around. I look behind me. And then I look up quantum. I go off the planet. I go to different dimensions. And then I look down. And then I look in the earth. I look below the earth. I look under the earth. That means in my past. I go through my past and I say, what have I already done? What did I do last time I needed a car payment? Oh, I know what I did last time. I sold more books. Oh, you know what I did last time? I did a couple of shows. Oh, I know what I did last time. Also, oh, yeah, you know what? I did a fitness boot camp. Oh, you know what? I remember last time I went and I did a one-on-one and I actually sent a email blast off and I got a brand new client and I got a down payment. And I took that down payment and I paid my car payment. So I use my mind. I use my will. I use my emotion. I use my imagination and I use my intellect to come up with ideals creatively to solve my problems. And so now I've done it so many times, guess what? I don't have no problems. Guess what? I like problems because I get to show off my skills. So every time I have a problem, that's just like, oh, yeah, throw my cape, da-da-da-da-da. Master Teacher 33 to the rescue. Because people say, hey, Brother Will, my son just called me. Dad, I got a problem. Really? What you got, son? What you got? I'm ready, dog. I'm ready. What you got? Well, Dad, blah, 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 blah. Son, this is what you do. I get my payoff from solving problems. I'm a problem solver. Anybody got any problems, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Why? I love solving problems. I live for solving problems because I haven't met a problem yet that I can't solve. I haven't encountered a problem yet that I cannot solve. Now, people may not apply my recommendation. I know a lot of people who have a lot of problems. I told them exactly what to do, and they say, yeah, Brother Will, don't take all that. Okay, God bless you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum. Hey, people say, oh, Brother Will, I got a weight problem, man. They say, the doctor said I got diabetes. I got, you know, freaking, they're going to tell. Now, one dude, you know, true story, unfortunately, just got this, you know, first of all, when I had my coffee shop, good friend, you should come over there. And I should tell people, okay, this is liquid diabetes. I should call it swamp water. So in my coffee shop, I sold it because everybody liked it. And it was a mixture of tea and lemon. And I call this swamp water. Everybody loved it. And I also called it liquid diabetes. Because when you drunk it, that stuff was so sweet. And that was this dude who's coming out. Same with the coffee. Now, even though I had a coffee shop, I didn't really drink coffee. That was primarily my wife's cup of tea. So I told this dude, don't drink the coffee or swamp. Every day he came over there, he drank swamp water, and he drank the coffee. Pretty much every day. 6 months, they ended up cutting off half his foot. Why? Diabetes. No blood circulation. Now, I told the dude, you want to stop. You don't want to drink this, dude. You want to drink what I'm drinking. What you're drinking, Doc? Intention water. What's intention water? I get water. I pray over it. I squeeze a lemon in it. I twirl it around so that way I can decluster the molecules. And then I drink it. And it flushes out my system. That's what you should do. Then you need to exercise, too. I exercise twice a day sometimes. I do 2-a-days. I do cardio in the morning, and then I do what? You can come with me. Oh, dog, I ain't got time for that. Okay, you got diabetes. How much you weigh? For what? 450? How old are you? Dude, you ain't even 30? And the doctor's talking about amputating your foot. What you going to do? Well, I don't take all that. Okay. Homie ain't got no foot right now. So Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Like I told the client who don't have a man right now, because she said, if I give him everything, he won't leave. Why would a man leave me and he don't do nothing? I pay all his bills, I buy all his clothes, I do everything for him. And I treat him like a king. I said, that's why he's leaving. Because that's a boy. No man want to be treated like a boy. I'm a man. I like to be coddled and stuff, but I don't want to be treated like a boy. I got a brain, and I want to use my brain. That's why he left. No, that's not why he left by the wheel. It's something, okay, no problem. So you got a problem today. And the only way you're going to solve your problem is through holistic cleronomics. Guaranteed. I guarantee, personally guarantee, everybody who's listening to this show at the sound of my voice, that if you implement what I am telling you to do today, that all your problems will be, you can solve every problem that comes into your scope. I guarantee you, I've been doing this for 50 plus years, and it works so good that every problem I get is a problem that I ordered from doing this program. That's how good it works. Man, this thing, let me show you how good it works. So, I told you guys before about my current wife, how I wrote everything down and I did this program, and everything that I asked for, my wife has. She embodies it. I didn't write down two things. I never mentioned age in my clarinomic development ordering skills or lack thereof, and I never mentioned children. Because really, I thought, you know, hey, age and kids, like, it just didn't come into my brain. And so that's the only area that's not a problem, but that's the only area that is interesting to me, because that's the only thing that I did not specifically address. So my wife is a lot younger than me, and my wife's children are a lot younger than my children. Why? I didn't write it down. I didn't order it. So the universe says, okay, we're just going to fill it in. That's how dangerous this is. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. This is the most dangerous thing you can ever do. The most dangerous. People tell me, which I highly recommend, I've met women who say, I'm waiting, Jesus is my husband. I'm waiting for Jesus to send me a husband. That's good. Yeah, do that. If you don't know what you want, yeah, do that. Let the universe order for you. That you go to the West, you go to a restaurant, you don't know what to order, you tell the waiter, hey, what's good? And the waiter going to say, hey, the T-bone steak and mashed potatoes is great. And then you say, okay, yeah, cool, let me try that. Nothing wrong with that. If you don't know, it's nothing wrong with telling God, I don't know, you send me whatever is the best for me, the vibration. Now, I wouldn't do it, but again, it's better than ordering the wrong thing. Now, see, I come from a different train of thought. Everybody tells me, Brother Will, I was raised, if you make your bed, lie in it. That's good. That doesn't apply to me. I make my bed, I lie in it. I don't like the bed. I get up, I pull off all the sheets, and I make a new bed. I've been doing that for 50 years. And everybody's pissed off because they don't like me making bed and messing it up and making a new one. That's why I've had 60-plus jobs. That's why I've had 23 different businesses. That's why I've had so many cars, I lost count. That's why I bought over $1 million in real estate. That's why I've moved 23 times in a 25-year relationship. If I don't like it, I change it. And I'm ordering stuff all the time. And what happens to the car if I get a car and I don't like it and I order a new one? Well, the car that I got probably might be a little upset. That's understandable. But unfortunately, this is my life. So, thankfully, I get to order because I understand the rules of the game. Now, I don't recommend you living your life the way I did. I recommend you order one thing and that you keep that thing and that you polish it up. You nurture it. You take care of it. You cherish it. And, bam, that's the preferred method. Unfortunately, I'm a three. I'm very creative. I like creating stuff. I like creating businesses and just give them away. Like, I got at least about 20 businesses that I just want to give away. Because I created them. They are functional. They make great. You can make money. But I just thought it was a great idea. One of them I had a mobile DJ. I paid $5,000, all this DJ equipment, and I came up with the idea, hey, I want to be a mobile DJ. So I bought up all the stuff. I started spinning records, and I'm like, okay, great, cool, I like it, but it's not for me. Then I did a whole, my studio. Then I got into weddings. Then I did mobile car wash. So I got me a power washer, put it in the back of my truck, put a sign on my car and drove around, and I would go to people's jobs and I would wash their car, and I had me a wet vac, and I would vacuum their car in the parking lot while they was at work. And I did that for a while. Then I'm like, hey, okay, I'm starting doing that. So yeah, nobody wanted to buy it, so I just put it in the garage. You know how many businesses I've done? I just start them, make a couple of hundred dollars, a couple of thousand dollars, and say, okay, yeah, I'm done. Why? I'm a creator. I'm creative. That's my gift. That's my lane. But people say, brother, my family especially, dude, you need to find something and stick to it. I've been on my job for 25 years. Why in the hell have you ain't been on your job for 25 years? That way you can get a gold watch and a free parking spot like me. Well, you might want to take that up with the universe. The universe did not wire me to work 25 years in an 8-to-5 job, get my gold watch and my free parking spot. That's not me. I work at home. I'm right now, I'm sitting in my car doing a show on a Saturday in Dallas, Texas, enjoying the beautiful weather. Then I'm going to get off the show, and I'm going to go hang out with my granddaughter and with my family and have a great time and make money doing what I love to do. This is a better life for me than going to a 9-to-5 punching the clock. Is it unstable? Sure. Is there any guarantees? No. Does it bring any great health benefits and health plans? Absolutely not. But thankfully, I don't need no health plan and no health benefits because I got my own. So what am I saying? I am saying you get exactly what you order. I ordered this life. So people look at me and they say, man, I know a great job, Brother Will. I know you don't have a job, brother. And I think, man, I feel sorry for you, dog. Really? How much money you make last year on your job? Oh, man, I made about, you know, $30,000. Really? I made more money than you. So why am I going to trade in what I'm doing? I get to work in my underwear if I want to. And I'm going to go work at a job making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and I make that doing what I'm doing right now? Yeah, I'm good. Don't feel sorry for me, brother. Don't feel sorry for me because I'm doing well. I'm doing very well, thank you very much. And I'm going to continue to do very well. Why? Because I put that thought in my mind. And then that thought generates willpower. That thought in my brain that says, do a show, gets me up in the morning happily. I haven't used an alarm clock in 20 years. I don't need no alarm clock. What the hell I need somebody to wake me up for? Hell, I don't even sleep. Why? I got something in my mind. What do I got in my mind? 25 in 2017. 25 people paying me $5,000 in 2017. To do what? To didactically remove every core imprint in their brain and replace it with a life-sustaining pattern. So that way, at the end of 2017, they're talking like me or better than me. Now, you know what? They're not even talking like me. They're talking like God, because I ain't shiznit. But they're talking like their father. They're walking like their father. They're vibrating like their father. Every demon on earth thinks that they are the father. Everybody that's hanging out with me will be just like the father. You want to vibrate on a frequency and a level that every demon on earth, when your voice, when you move your vocal cord, they're going to say, God is speaking. And them suckers going to say this, why have you come to torment us before our time? That's what every demon will tell you, because the demons don't know the difference. Demons are vibrational, they're dispositions. So when your voice, when you get on the dimension as God, that's why you got to have quantum thinking. That's why you got to have quantum consciousness. That's why you got to be able to look to the left, look to the right, look in front of you, then turn around 360 degrees. Okay, my solution is not there. Look down. Let me look at my past. Okay, what did I do in the past? Okay, in the past I did this and this. Well, what I did in the past worked for me in the future. Okay, maybe not. Okay, let me look into the future. Look up. Go off the globe. Go into the seventh heaven. Go up there where the big G at. Use your mental telepathy. Use your spiritual intuition. Use your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect to access your intuition, which is your sixth sense. It's the sixth part of the soul. That part of the soul, your mental telepathy, your spiritual intuition, access the seventh heaven. That is the quantum realm. That's the super consciousness. That's where you go off the globe. And up there, yeah, let me just ask the question. What problems do God have? And what prayer does God pray? Or what does God have need of? If you can answer that question, please email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. So, since I live where God lives, I have the same problems as God. Newsflash, God don't have no problems. He solved them all. God is a source. God gives solutions. That's what I do for a living. I'm a problem solver. Why? Because I live in the quantum realm. I'm a metaphysician. I don't do physical stuff. I do metaphysical stuff that manifests as particle stuff. But I live in a plasma world. I live in an etheric world. I live in a spiritual world. And then it's manifested or it trickles down into the physical world. So how do you do it? Brothers and sisters, this is the key to the kingdom. The key to the kingdom is simply having a reason to put a thought in the brain. Farmers plant food because they're hungry. Jesus walked past the fig tree. What did he do? Read it again. This is your homework. Read that scripture. I don't have it with me. Jesus cursed the fig tree for two reasons. You are cursed for two reasons. Please write this down. This will change your life forever, just like I told you on February the, what was it? That changed your life? February the 16th? Everybody that listens to that show, your life will never be the same. Today, February the 18th. Two reasons you're cursed. You're not hungry, and you don't have no food. Jesus walked past the fig tree. He cursed the fig tree because Jesus said he was hungry. Now, let me ask you the question. You don't have no food because you're not hungry. That's called desperation or inspiration. Either one of them, preferably you like me. You got both. I'm desperate, brother, and I'm inspired. If you got desperation and inspiration, brother, there ain't no demon on or off the planet that can mess with you. You got to be hungry, brother. You got to be hungry. Jesus cursed the fig tree because it didn't have no fruit. That means it wasn't doing its purpose. That is why you are not successful today, and you will never be successful unless you are hungry and you get in your freaking position. I am successful today because I'm freaking hungry, brother, and I found my calling. What is yours? What's your niche, brother? What's your deal, Kinnear? You mean to tell me, you've been listening to me for how long? I got people that's been listening to me for 10 years, and they've never ordered a deal, Kinnear report. And guess where they're at? The same place where they started, it's the same place where they are right now. Because they do just like the demons do. Now, the demons, they know the word of God. Demons, they tremble at the word of God. Demons can regurgitate the word of God. But demons don't do the word of God. So that makes you a good demon. Good demons, now I'm not calling you a demon. The Bible says that if you can listen to God's word, and if you fear God's word, and if you can regurgitate God's word, but if you don't do God's word, you are a demon. Meaning, your soul is possessed. You got the paralysis of analysis. That means that your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect has been taken hostage by some other entity, and it doesn't allow you to move forward. That's how you know you got demons. That's how you know you got demons. That's how you know that your soul is not working. That's how you know you don't have holistic thinking. You need to tell me. You can go to a doctor, and the doctor can tell you you got 6 months of your live, and you go home and watch TV and continue on your same pattern. You're not hungry. You're not desperate. You're not inspired. And you surely don't have your purpose. That's how you know you are demonically possessed. Because a demon will not allow you to save yourself. A demon will get you to wait for Yahushua. A demon will tell you that, hey, wait for the Martians. A demon will tell you that Hare Krishna is coming. A demon will tell you, do nothing. Let's just watch TV and eat. A demon will not allow you to take action. They don't care if you get knowledge. You can listen to me every day for the rest of your life. What's going to happen? Nothing. Because listening does nothing. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works equals you being dead. You will die if you got faith, but your faith does not move you to action. Brothers and sisters, Jesus cursed the fig tree because he was hungry and the fig tree had no fruit. Jesus will curse you if you are not hungry and if you do not have fruit. So you're not inspired. The reason that you're not inspired, you ain't got no reason to be inspired. The reason you ain't got no reason is because you ain't got no purpose. See, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where purpose is not known, lethargy. Do you know that the Bible says where there is no vision, people cast off restraint? Let me close because I'll be talking all day, and I don't really know if this is getting through. The Bible says where vision. If you do not have vision, that's a mental picture, that's an imagination, that's your niche, that's your diakonia, that's your purpose. It says you cast off restraint. That means that in the original text, it means that you do not have the ability to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. So that tells me that purpose administers control. And that is a true statement. Because purpose means I got a target. So, if I got a target, and my target is, I left San Antonio, and my target was to come to Dallas to visit my daughter. So, I'm here right now. I punched in the address to Dallas, Texas, and I left San Antonio, Texas. Let's say I didn't have no target. I want to come visit my daughter, but I didn't know where she lives. So, I don't know, do I go to Atlanta? Do I go to Dallas? Do I go to San Francisco? Where do I go? I don't have a target. I ain't got no purpose. I want to go somewhere. I'm going to get in my car and drive. But where am I driving? Where am I driving to? I don't know because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just driving. I'm just going to drive around. I'm just going to drive. And I'm going to just drive. And I'm just going to just drive. Where there is no purpose, people have no direction. So if you ever meet somebody and they can't tell you their purpose, run. Because that person will hurt you, man. They will kill you because they don't know what they're doing. So they don't have a life. They don't suck the life out of you. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So women, if you got a man and he ain't got no purpose, leave him. Because he is going to hurt you. He's going to abuse you. He have to. It's universal law. A man with no purpose must abuse you. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Men, if you ain't got no purpose, you should stop everything that you're doing. And you should sit in a chair until you find it. Or you should call me and order your diakonia report. If you don't want to pay me, you need to pay somebody quick. Because when I found out I didn't have no purpose, I stopped everything. Dr. Maslow told me I needed the purpose, but Dr. Maslow could not give me my purpose. I could not find nobody on earth to give me my purpose, so I went off the earth and I talked to the big G, and he gave me diakonia, and he gave me a 500-page system to help people find purpose. And I've been doing it for 20 years, and I will be doing it for the next 120. Why? Nothing, there's no system, as proven by the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. My system is better than theirs. My system is better than theirs when it comes to identifying what they call core intention. That is the only way to override core imprint. when you find your core intention, it overrides your core imprint, because now what you got? A reason. When I wake up in the morning, man, I got a freaking reason to live. I don't have to go read no damn book. I ain't got to watch no TV. I don't need no freaking motivational video. I ain't got to talk to, I ain't got to listen to no freaking Les Brown or Tony Robbins. It can't do shizness for me. How the hell they going to inspire me? You think I need motivation? Are you serious? Do I sound like I need motivation? I'm trying to calm down, man. I'm wired too tight. I'm trying to keep from hurting somebody. Because everybody else is freaking playing church. Everybody is playing checkers. I'm playing chess. And if you want to play chess, you need to find your purpose. Because when you find your purpose, it activates your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect. Now you just go from glory to glory to glory to glory. So I went from making 10 to 20, from 20 to 40, from 40 to 60, from 60 to 80. And now I'm going to 100, then 150, then 250. Next thing you know, I'll be at a million. How? I got a purpose. I got a reason to do a show. Why I do two shows a day? I got a reason. Why I got 50 books? I got a reason. Why am I doing one-on-ones? I got a reason. Why I started 25 and 27 in 2017? Why am I working with 25 people to take them to the next level? I got a reason. I got purpose. I got a reason. My mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, my intellect, they all work together. Remember, your mind is the soil. Your will is the tools that till the soil. Your emotions is the fertilizer that nurtures or that puts nutrients into the soil. Your imagination is the seed that you plant in the soil. Your intellect is the water and the nurturing that you give to the seed and the soil after it's planted to do what? Grow. Jesus came that you may have life. And life more abundantly, not knowledge. Grow, brother. Grow, sister. Grow, 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 grow. If you are not growing, why are you here? My brothers, my sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will, a Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acne, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios.